just not going to use you. Very quietly, it all adds up, one person at a time. There are no Coca-Cola products in my house. I've been drinking Diet Coke for 35 years. But you know what? After this, be less white and, yeah, baseball should move the All-Star game. Fork you! But they're already walking it back. But you know what? For many, it's just a little bit too late. Well, it's 5 o'clock already when we're having a meltdown.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have a reported accident. South Boulevard in front of Baptist. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene. We're congested at East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85. Taylor Road is very busy, as well as Atlanta Highway outbound. And, of course, Congressman Dickinson and Northeast Boulevard. Those are our usual spots. Light to mostly moderate everywhere else, including Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka at this hour. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. If you're looking for a pickup, an SUV, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save some money. Hurry before the selection is gone. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit HickoryHillHarbor.net. Life is good at the harbor.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
What's up, boys?
That's up, Ball.
Are the Dodgers still the best team in the league?
When you think about how you sustain winning, pitching is still king.
Struck him out.
We got to get Mike Trout in the playoffs.
The Yankees are loaded.
The Padres are back. Watch what's about to come.
Major League Baseball returns May 22nd to Fox 20. Fox 20 also has football on Saturdays this May and June with the premiere of the Spring League.
And now a star is born. On May 10th, 1960, the world welcomed little baby Bono.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. It's a beautiful boy.
Bono, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Capitol Police Force was hurt by inadequate intelligence gathering ahead of the January 6th riot at the Capitol. That's according to a new review by the department's internal watchdog. Capitol Police Inspector General Michael Bolton says the police department has had problems because of the increase in threats against lawmakers over the last 5 years, and he's recommended the force hire more agents who are dedicated to assessing threats.
Assisting the deep state.
Governor Brian Kemp today signed a repeal of Georgia's Civil War era citizens arrest law. He took action a year after the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man pursued by white men who said they suspected him of a crime. Now, the new law means bystanders in Georgia can no longer make an arrest if a crime's committed in their presence. but it still provides for self-defense and allows business owners to detain suspected thieves. This is SRN News.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
It's time for my moment of redemption. Not that kind of redemption. I made a promise on Friday to Yazfan to play Yoga Pants, and now I'm keeping that promise.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
Have a smile, it's okay.
My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Yoga pants.
Namaste! 509 Tim Hawkins, memorable yoga pants on Happy Hour. I got an interesting response and a reminder from my friend, Kathleen. She says, regarding, I've never been told I'm attractive for my race. Remember this from 2007, Biden. We all heard this 1,000 times. I mean, you got the first mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. That's not racist.
Yeah.
He's the president now!
I thought about that when...
You got to watch the clip and see Obama's reaction to that comment, which should have been like, what the, you know, are you saying here? But that's not racist. No, we're glad he's in the White House. All the healing can begin now. This is like, you can't make them up. It makes no sense. Don't even waste your time. Crazy. On this privilege checklist here, it doesn't ask, did you ever declare bankruptcy? Yeah, twice, and each one had one thing in common. I waited way too long and needlessly suffered, because bankruptcy has such a negative connotation, but the point is it's a legal tool available to you to navigate tough times, because they do happen. Now, the first one, that was totally self-inflicted. I just didn't move on it quickly enough. The second one gave me the chance to reorganize, and most importantly, not have 5,000 people calling me every day questioning my integrity as a human being because I was late on a payment with something. When you call Chuck Granger, and Chuck has 20 years of experience with this and another couple of decades in public service to the state of Alabama. But, you know, in spite of his expertise and his amazing resume, he's a good guy. When you're going through a tough financial time, you need somebody to help you navigate and get through to the other side. This is the guy you want to talk to. I wish I had known Chuck 25 years ago. GrangerLegal.com is a website that can help you decide whether you need to follow through. That's Granger, spelled G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, legal.com, or call Chuck directly at 260-0500. This guy married 25 years with three kids, a real family man, and he understands that things, especially this last year, so many people, when the year started, were looking forward to a good fiscal year, and then all of a sudden, the government says you can't open your business. What are you supposed to do? So use the protections that are available by law, GrangerLegal.com or 260-0500 for our friend Chuck Granger. Rich's forecast in a moment.
Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean.
One plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are into a wet and stormy weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms are likely at times tonight. Low temperature in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, scattered showers around at times. High around 80. Another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. And the risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, but Friday is looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
May 10th is Clean Up Your Room Day, also known as You Don't Want Me to Do It, I'll Throw Everything Away Day. And look, there really is a floor day. And now that didn't take too long, did it, Day? So have a happy Clean Up Your Room Day and try to keep it that way.
Hey, everybody, I'm working on a post.
Hey.
I want to get... Well, here's what I'm going to do. Because I sure sound like I don't know what I'm doing. Conservative I follow named Jack Posobiec came out with a video over the weekend, and this is kind of in connection to the Elon Musk. And again, when SNL, when Lorne Michaels, still having a moment of brilliance here and there, said, that's the guy I want on the show to host it. Because they used to do that with topical people. And I said, it's going to bring the ratings up, but some of his whiny-ass trigger, you know, these kids that have been indoctrinated, they don't know funny because they're afraid of offending somebody. You bring in somebody like Elon Musk and take him out of his normal routine, it's likely to be good. And there were some good moments on that show. The idea is to take somebody who's up here and let them have a little fun at their own expense.
Yeah.
So if I'm Lorne Michaels, I am firing every single cast member who had a problem with that. Go work in the real world, twerps. And now here's News Talk 93.1 FM's Mother of the Year.
And the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. I wouldn't go that far, guys. So sorry, I'm late. I totally said I would call in, and then I started doing mom stuff and got sidetracked, and then I was like, oh my God!
Easy to do.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So did you have a bold Cabernet yesterday to celebrate Mom's Day?
I had a lot of things yesterday to celebrate Mom's Day, Greg.
Yeah, what was the best?
The best was going to brunch with my kids and my husband.
Aww.
Where'd you go to brunch?
We went to this... I've never been there before. It's by Lake Martin, but it's not on the lake. It's called Cooper's Grill. Cooper or Coppers, I don't know. Anyways, it was really nice. It was a very nice brunch, and it was just Jared and I and the babies. And then we came home, and I got to run to go get some teacher appreciation gifts. And then I went to math last night with just Lola because Steven was napping. And then we had a wonderful dinner that my husband cooked.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a nice little night.
Yeah.
And then I had to be up early and in court this morning. So we could, you know. Oh, yeah. What about you guys? Oh, I saw Roz today.
Oh.
Roz. I did. I ran into the Costco because I have this unhealthy obsession with something that they sell at the Costco, and
yes.
I bought some pillows while I was there. Because, I mean, who goes to Costco and just gets the thing that they're there for, right? I mean, that's unheard of. That's
yeah, you always have to get something extra that
like,
you don't
you're not
need.
Going there for the $1.50 hot dog. Like, you're walking right. out with something.
Yeah.
Are they still,
they're still $1.50, like 35 years later.
I've kind of had a little tradition since Roz has to work most mom's days. Show and I would run up there and try and catch her at lunchtime, but I haven't been up there in a year. I can't deal with it. I can't.
Well, they still make you wear the mask, even though the mask mandate is lifted. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
Yes.
But you still have to wear the mask mandate at the Costco. And, I have this really unhealthy obsession. And so when I was up there today, I was like, oh, hey, Roz. So we chatted for a few minutes.
Good.
Yeah.
We all got to get out one of these nights.
We do.
Maybe we can get her to butt paste night at the bomb hours.
Yeah.
The butt night at the bomb hours.
Yeah.
I got it on my calendar, y'all. I got it on my calendar.
Oh, it's official.
Coming up a week from Wednesday.
It's going to happen, and it's going to be glorious. I'm excited about it.
So we've been having fun this afternoon talking about jolly subjects like critical race theory and Disney's, what Disney is doing to their employees.
Wokeism is a disease.
Like, I am clearly not woke. I am I guess I'm, like, in this, like, I've been canceled or something. I don't even know the terminology that these kids use. And, like, I am not that old. But I'm like, what is going on here? I'm just staying in my lane, y'all. I'm rested. I'm moisturized. I'm hydrated. That's all that matters.
That's hilarious.
I'm staying in my lane, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just want to help people get their kids. Get a divorce, be happy, kumbaya, and then come home and enjoy my kids. That's it. That's it.
Couple of things. These are of a more serious nature, and I posted it on Facebook over the weekend. Saturday, the officers, are they okay? Do we know?
Yes. Yes. Oh, and Greg, that thing that you messaged me about?
Yes.
Nobody has heard anything about that, so if you hear anything... shoot me a text, because I asked around. And...
now, I saw that on a Facebook post, and that's why I would never put that on my page unless I had confirmation.
Yeah, I asked around a couple of different people from a couple of different areas, and nobody was aware of that. So I'm going to say that that might be either a little preemptive, like maybe everybody else doesn't know about it, or somebody got some bad info.
Yeah, that.
But yes, the officers are fine. As far as I've heard, everybody involved was fine. The victim, the perpetrator, and both officers. At least that's what news on the street is.
I'm glad to
hear
that.
I'm not media. I'm not media or anything.
But. No. Very. You have to be empowered. You have to be privileged to say media. You know.
Yeah. You have to have a hat with a sign on it that says media.
So, LSSU from the news is one of my good dear friends. I'm going to ask her if she has a media hat. Because if not, I know what I'm going to get her for her birthday.
Ooh, a media hat.
A Greg Budell media hat.
Yeah.
They sell them at the Walmart.
The Walmart. Well, you know, it's been a long time since I've been to the Walmart, but I might have to make a special trip just for Ellis.
I realize that you've probably ascended to a status in life where the Walmart is... it's kind of like my daughter and her mother, you know. I think the last time I was in Walmart with Janelle was 2013, but it was the Boca Raton Walmart, which is
not even a Walmart.
There you go.
No, that's like a something else in disguise with a Walmart.
That's my parents' Walmart, so.
You could go to the Chantilly Walmart.
How about that?
That's upscale.
You guys, here's the thing. It's not even the Walmart that I have an issue with, because you can get so many things at the Walmart. I can get, like, bait and tackle stuff. I can get oil. I can get my tires
changed. I'm sure you go through a lot of that.
You can get
down there at the fishing hole.
You can get hydrated, moisturized, and rested at Walmart.
All at once.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that gets me about the Walmart. It's not, like, the Walmart. I don't feel safe going to the Walmart. I feel like every time I go to the Walmart, there's, like, an issue, or there's, like, some minor crime committed, or, like, you're always hearing about Walmarts on the news. It just makes me nervous, you know?
Yeah. No, actually, I think some of that has calmed down quite a bit. I know we were at the one on Ann Street, and, like, 20 minutes after we left, somebody tried to rob the place.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, granted, it happens everywhere, but I'll be honest.
Go ahead.
That's how I am with most places in Montgomery nowadays. Like, last night, I got home from church, and Jared went to go put gas in my car because he doesn't feel comfortable with me getting gas by myself. And it's still daylight out. You know what I mean? Like, that should tell y'all something.
There are things happening. Yeah, you can't walk around this town clueless or with your head up your butt. You got to be paying attention.
Right. And so we just... you know, I do a lot of my shopping online. I go to the Costco, you know, Target, obviously, because Steven, every time we pass by, screams, Target! He obviously knows what that is. But, you know, that's about it. It's not safe to go anywhere anymore.
By the way, if this kind of speaks to the issue, today I posted a meme.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of a little yellow school bus bullet-riddled. On the side, it says, just back from a field trip to Chicago.
Okay, so it's so funny that you say that, because I saw that this morning when I was driving, and I was going to tag you, and then I was like, oh, Greg posted it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
And
I mean,
as my friend Larry says, be funny if it wasn't so serious and possibly true. But nobody, none of these geniuses that are trying to rewrite history or teach this critical race crapola want to address that. Those lives do not matter.
They no, because it's not in woke fact, let's or go, whatever the word is.
Let's go to heyjackass.com because one way you can feel better about Montgomery is to look at the numbers there. Wow, May to date, total shot 99. So that's they're averaging about 10 a day.
Is that in Chicago or Montgomery?
Chicago.
Just asking.
Total homicide 16, and 13 of those were from shooting. Shot and wounded 86.
Clark? Yeah.
Year to date, they just hit the 200 mark for the year.
Wow, and how many days are we in?
And what is the mayor of that city worried about? Not this. No.
4th of July picnics, I bet.
Okay. Probably.
Well, I'm celebrating 4th of July this year. Gosh darn it.
If you think I'm going to wait for that potato head in the White House to give me permission,
no.
They got a serious issue.
No. Anyway. Yeah, no. We're having parties this year. We're doing it. I'm tired of it. And I think, so let me ask this question. Is anybody else having horrible allergies? Like, horrible allergies. And I'm wondering, is it because we were inside so much last year that our bodies are like, what is this? What's an allergen? I mean, everybody that I've talked to has like sinus infections.
Yes. Chronic sore throat. Yes.
Stuffy.
I think we spent too much. And now a study comes out and says, all that time we spent indoors in poorly ventilated places was bad. We should have stuck going to work, kept everything open, let the herd immunity do its thing while we wait for a vaccine.
Yeah,
we did everything wrong. And there's some that want to continue to do it wrong.
That's crazy. It's insane to me. I have a girlfriend of mine who just moved back to New York this past week. She's in the industry up there. Like, she really does need to be in New York, whatever industry's left up there.
Yeah.
You know, she's a model, actress. You know, she's in the theater and everything. And I'm interested to see because she's posting now, like, on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, like, what it's like. And basically, it's like all the restaurants are outside. Everybody's still walking around with masks on, but it seems dead.
Speaking
like,
of... it has to be. That's what you get when you have a commie mayor in charge.
Looks like it looks like just a different place. Like, it used to be so vibrant and busy and people everywhere.
Oh, man, that was the best. You get off the plane in New York and you pick up on the rhythm of the city as soon as your foot hits the terminal floor.
It's not like that.
No.
It's like, it does not look like that. And she's walking around, like, busy places that, I mean, landmarks that I'm very familiar with. And, you know, local spots that a lot of people congregate. And it's just like, wow. Like, that's odd.
Are they still keeping two dozen cops occupied guarding the BLM sign in front of Trump Towers?
I don't know. I'll have to shoot her a message and ask her to go by
ask
there.
About
and send
that.
Me a pic.
I haven't heard much about that because, and it wasn't. It was a black woman that kept painting over that thing up there. I haven't heard much about that lately.
I haven't heard much about that.
Is our temporary BLM sign still downtown a year later?
I don't know.
I think so.
Around the fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought temporary meant like a couple of days.
I think that's actually still down there. I don't get down that. I mean, that's blocks from our office, but I very rarely go down to Dexter. I don't know why. I guess I have no reason to. But yeah, I do everything pretty much out east. I just work downtown.
Well, I'm hoping to get down there to see the biscuits.
I cannot wait for the biscuits because I want to take Steven.
Oh, you've got to do that. That's so much fun. I took Janelle to her first Marlins game when she was about three.
I loved going to Marlins games when I was little. And I like going to biscuits games as an adult. But I'm interested to see how different it is going as a parent than it was as a...
Well, listen in the morning because I think we're going to have the GM of the team on one day this week. And we'll find out.
I would love that. Yeah. Let me know.
Maybe we can get a butt paste night going with the biscuits.
You know, I'm your girl.
And you could throw out the first pitch that night.
No, you can throw out the first.
I can see it. You and Dana on the mound throwing out the first piece. And butt paste night with that. The biscuits.
Dana would love that. Did you see that, Rosie? Did you see the pictures of the
yes.
twins?
Yes. Oh, my
and
gosh.
Joe Greg.
Just cuteness Joe Greg. Overload.
Yeah, the sweet little babies.
Well, so. if this conversation continues the way it is, I'm going to need some hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. Because I feel like I just dropped in on a party with you two.
It's coffee talk.
Jacqueline, thank you for taking the time out of your afternoon to join us for some lighthearted distraction.
Absolutely, guys. I'm going to go back to my pot roast and my laundry.
Woohoo!
Look at this. Pot roast and laundry after a full work day. You're amazing.
Hi, guys. I got things to do, y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right. Love you. Right. Bye.
Love.
Pot roast and laundry.
Yeah.
What a woman. Clint Jr.
How you doing, sir?
What's up?
Y'all were talking about crime. I'm a tow truck driver. I towed a guy today that had his car shot up.
Really?
On Saturday in the Mount Meigs area. He said the guy came out of his house shooting and like four people were shot, a couple critical, and his car, the bullets came in. If he'd have been sitting in his car, it would have got him in the head because it went through his headrest.
Oh, my God.
And I ain't heard nothing about that on the news at all.
No, I haven't heard anything about it either. Mount Meigs?
I just thought that was kind of crazy.
What street did you pick up the vehicle on?
I picked it up at his house, but he said it happened at Mount Meigs.
Well, that's very generic. That doesn't tell me anything. What can you give us a location?
Oh, I don't. Around the Ann Street area, Mount Meigs is close to the Ann Street.
I don't think so. I thought Mount Meigs was out past Taylor Road near Chantilly.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
No, you're saying Ann Street. I thought Mount Meigs was out.
There's a Mount Meigs community that's out I-85.
But is there
there
one in town?
Oh, I think he was talking about Mount Meigs Road.
Oh, okay. Different animal altogether. Gotcha. All right.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for the heads up. That happened to me once in Chicago on Cicero Avenue. I'm driving along, I'm on my way home from the radio station, and all of a sudden the right side window on my car exploded into 1,000 pieces. It startled and scared me so instantly that I am lucky I didn't wreck the car.
Yeah.
Because I had powdered glass everywhere, including my hair, on my skin. I pulled over to a gas station up the street and called the police. And they said that your window was shot out because they saw the damage. It didn't go through it. It just exploded it. And probably went right behind my head. Because I made the mistake of driving by the projects on Cicero Avenue on target practice day. And you know what? It's probably still going on in that same spot on Cicero Avenue. That's Chicago. That's lack of leadership. Because there's no profit in fixing problems, just perpetuating them, and that's what good Democrats do. 5:33, let's see how we're doing on the road.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier, Highway 31 at Washington Ferry. They're still on the scene there. We had two accidents on the Eastern Boulevard, one in front of Baptist and the other one at the Troy Highway intersection. Those should be cleared by now, but we're still showing an awful lot of congestion in both those spots. Northeast Boulevard, very busy, as well as Taylor Road. Got slow traffic on I-85 southbound from South Union up to the 65 merge. Slow traffic on 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard. And we've got slow traffic I-85 northbound at Ann Street and also between Taylor Road and Chantilly. Buckle up, drive carefully. No new accidents to tell you about at the moment. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. All of that at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brewbaker.com.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The qualifying period for candidates seeking to run in the special election for Montgomery City Council District 1 is set to begin tomorrow. Interested candidates have until Tuesday, May 25th, to file the necessary paperwork to qualify to run in this election. The special election will be held on Tuesday, July 13th. Montgomery County has been passed in population by fast-growing Baldwin County, home to the state's largest beach communities in Mobile Bay's Eastern Shore. New census numbers show that Montgomery County's population dropped 5,000 people since the last census. Montgomery County is now the fifth-largest county in the state behind Baldwin. Governor Kay Ivey has awarded nearly $17 million to help provide broadband services in primarily rural, unserved areas of Alabama. The 36 grants awarded by Governor Ivey to multiple broadband providers across the state is the largest amount and number awarded to date from the Alabama Broadband Accessibility Fund. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are into a wet and stormy weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms are likely at times tonight. Low temperature in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, scattered showers around at times. High around 80. Another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. And the risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, but Friday is looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am Jeff Bezos. You may have heard COVID is affecting bald men more severely than men with lush locks, like my arch enemy, Elon Musk. As an evil genius, if I manufactured this virus, which I did not, it would have been far worse for men with hair, who make electric cars and give their kids outrageous names. I named my son Scott. I mean, throw us a bone here and enjoy your quaff while you can, Elon, for my sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads burn the hair off of yours. I have one word for you, Elon. Duck!
Well, the mandates must have been lifted because Seth Spotlow and Rusty Aldridge came into the studio within minutes of each other. So I guess anybody can go anywhere now.
And you look good, man.
Yeah.
I don't feel good. I feel fine. It's just that after a weekend and then going through the news today, you know, one thing jumps out. What Disney is doing to its people and all that. I've had this ready to play for 2.5 hours, and I want to hear a little bit of it. And I mentioned a few minutes ago, it was tweeted out by a guy named Jack Posobiec, who is a conservative, and he says, in the 90s, one SNL man dared to step up to the plate and tell the truth. This, of course, this dialogue all prompted from Elon Musk on SNL. By the way, the ratings on that show went up, as I knew they would, because you have an interesting person.
Yeah, man. You want to see what he's going to do.
Somebody who's done things that nobody else has done, but whatever it was that triggered those poor... Yeah. If Lorne Michaels doesn't get control of his show, fire their whiny asses. There are thousands of people who would love to write or be on that show as a cast member.
And make it really
funny.
Get rid
of that obnoxious a-hole Michael Che. Not funny, not clever, not creative, just a whiny-ass TV...
person.
Yeah.
Birthing person.
Did they even put him in any skits?
Who?
Elon?
Yeah, there were skits.
Oh.
But this is the guy that Jack Posobiec's writing about.
Is the First Lady a compulsive liar, though? It's beginning to look that way. In an interview on last night's 2020, intended to promote her new book, It Takes a Village, Mrs. Clinton folded under tough questioning by Barbara Walters and admitted that, in fact, it does not take a village. And furthermore, that she was aware that it does not take a village when she wrote the damn book. Meanwhile, President Clinton is hard at work on Tuesday's State of the Union address, in which he'll focus on crime, education, and the economy. At the request of the First Lady, part of the president's speech will be huge lies.
That's what I loved about it.
More questions about Hillary Rodham Clinton's truthfulness. In an interview this week, the First Lady claimed that she won the woman's 100-meter dash at the 1956 Olympics and that she had an IQ of, quote, over 700. When it was pointed out to her that these were not especially good lies, Mrs. Clinton responded, I know, I have a problem, and then added, I invented the formula for 7-Up. In Whitewater News, federal regulators quizzed Hillary Clinton at the White House this week and gave her a perfect score on the lying section. She's a dirty liar. For years, Hillary Rodham Clinton has told people that she was named for the first man to climb Mount Everest, Sir Edmund Hillary. But as Esquire magazine recently pointed out, Sir Edmund did not climb Mount Everest until 1953, 6 years after Hillary was born. However, the First Lady does have a good explanation for the discrepancy. She loves to lie.
right there is what made SNL great. Clinton, Bush, whatever, they did that kind of stuff, and they called them on their crap.
Right.
Now they're too busy pissing on themselves to take on the big names. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to be canceled by the mob. It's pathetic. It's sickening. It's disgusting. It's putrid.
Saturday night dead.
Not pretty funny much. Anymore.
No, because, in fact, Dave Chappelle today...
Who is hilarious.
Oh. Dave Chappelle today came out again with... it was on Fox.
Yeah.
He was on Rogan Friday. I listened to it today.
Well, he was basically taking aim at the cancel culture and all this garbage. I mean, none of these guys, even somebody as generic, topically anyway, as Seinfeld, or Everybody Loves Raymond, none of these shows would be made today under this new wokeness.
Right.
That's what he was basically targeting. Wokeness is, this is a sickness. And yet... It's just like political correctness. I've heard for 20 years how much people hate it, and it just gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Birthing persons.
I know.
I got news for you. I got news for everybody who buys into that garbage. First of all, if Hallmark doesn't have a birthing person section, it doesn't really exist. But if you were born with a... you can't give birth to a baby.
I am not a birthing person.
You know, I heard somebody say that men, that not only women give birth. I'm like, well, who? I know seahorses, they just carry them around, though, and then they pop them out. But I think most of the biological males do not give birth.
No. And they never will.
There you go.
Unless you're one of those frogs that can change sexes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've heard, you know, somebody fussing and you don't have a baby. Well, you know, that's the saying. That's not like you're literally going to give birth.
So what's Father's Day going to be called? Non-birthing persons?
Non-birthing persons day.
Probably.
Who knows what the hell they'll make out of it. The whole point, ultimately, to destroy any traditional definition of motherhood or fatherhood or any of that stuff. Just...
You have to be gender neutral.
Yeah, that worked out. That would have been a great love life. I'm so glad none of this came along when I was young enough to be brainwashed. I would have missed out on a lot of action.
Well, speaking of Father's Day, y'all might want to pick up my new book. I never had any children, but there have been a few women who called me daddy.
Happy Father's Day.
Let's listen to the audio portion of Rusty's book.
Who's your daddy?
And that was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. They snuck a mic in.
Let me get another minute of this Norm clip.
Arkansas banker told the Senate Whitewater Committee this week that he gave Bill Clinton a $20,000 loan as a favor, even though it was, quote, unacceptable banking practice. In response, President Clinton stated that he has no recollection of such a loan, while First Lady Hillary Clinton said, we've never even been to Arkansas. No more indictments are likely in the Whitewater investigation. President Clinton is still refusing to say whether he will pardon former Whitewater associates Jim and Susan McDougal. But when asked if he would pardon First Lady Hillary Clinton, the president was crystal clear, quote, she does the crime, she does the time.
When are we
so good.
When are we getting our Whitewater Place?
It's, you know, it's like even when America was solidly behind Operation Desert Storm.
Uh-huh.
SNL, Dana Carvey, who did the Bush impersonation, they showed him making a speech, and he would, no matter what the setup, get the words Operation Desert Storm. Because everybody would go crazy to show their support. And it would come up, you know, like 15 times in three sentences. So while we were behind that, they were pointing out, in that brilliance of those days, this guy's taken, you know, kind of advantage of this situation.
Yeah.
For self-aggrandizement, maybe. That's what politicians do. Operation Desert Storm.
That's a good impersonation.
Yeah, that was good. You got her smiling.
It's getting better. You give me a few more minutes and I can sound like you, Rosie.
I don't think so.
You look good, man.
You still got to get that copyrighted, I'm telling you.
Hey.
You know what? We should do some t-shirts that say that. You look good.
You look good. Yeah.
It would be, man.
Yeah. It would cheer other people up.
Then we'll be accused of, this is nothing more than a not so cleverly veiled sexual assault. Because you're trying to get into my pants with that shirt.
I'm sorry.
You look good, but not that good. How about
you look good, whoa, man.
Uh-huh. There was a saying, I can't say it, but they did use it, that lets you know you didn't mean anything by that.
What's that?
I can't say it. I'll get in trouble.
Oh.
It was real, but I just can't say it because Rosie will hit me, and then I'll get in trouble.
Probably.
Birthing person.
Non-binary birthing person.
That's it.
I don't even know what binary
means.
I don't
either, but it sounds good. It
sounds like a sexual mix, though.
It sounds like numbers.
That's one of them newfangled Combo Sutra things. Binary. Yeah.
Ones and zeros, man.
Either that or it's some kind of a heart condition. Yeah, sorry, but I have binary encephalitis and I won't be able to attend the banquet tonight.
Debut Dell, 12 and 1.
But don't let any of that prevent you from visiting our friends at Georgia Floors Direct when you need flooring. By the way, if you had flooring damage during the heavy rains and flooding and craziness, nobody is better equipped because they've been doing it for 50 years. Stepping in to help people who have had flooring damage from a storm event than Georgia Floors Direct. They are the masters of getting it turned around quickly. Of course, ideally, you decide, you know what? We need a new carpet in this room. Georgia Floors Direct has remnants. Let's go look at one, pick one out, and have it installed. Or, you know what? I've always wondered what this room would look like with a nice laminate floor. Go to Georgia Floors Direct. Pick it out, get the wholesale price, have it installed by their people, get that great result. It's worked for over 50 years. So whether it's an urgent need or something you've been thinking about, stop by, see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of flooriers at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for over half a century on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Our final traffic at 5:52.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard at Vaughan Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We are very congested on Taylor Road. We've got slow traffic from I-85 at Taylor all the way to Chantilly. Atlanta Highway is still very busy outbound, and we've still got an accident on Highway 31. This is going to be right at Washington Ferry Road. Use caution there. Other than that, light to moderate around Wetumpka, Prattville, and Millbrook at this point. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Toyota is receiving a truckload of Toyotas every day. Get the Toyota you've always wanted while you can. Reinhardt Toyota on the Eastern Boulevard. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, a little late, baby. But wanted to thank you for dropping by.
Thanks, man. I sure would.
Check out my good looks.
Yeah, you still look good, man. You look even better. I mean, I haven't even seen those shiny calves yet. I mean, I heard you've been running up these steps.
It's not the steps. It's climbing Mount Arrowhead on Seminole Drive. That's to give me those beautiful thighs.
No, and Joey said he has nice calves.
You know, I knew a girl that got kicked out of the 4-H. Yeah, couldn't keep her calves together, right? Hey-o!
Donna, come and get your husband.
Actually,
that was funny.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Larry.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We'll let Rusty get ahead and start. Thank you, Seth Spotlow and Rusty Aldrich. Thank you, Rosie Brock. Thank you for listening. I'll try and be a little calmer tomorrow. I'll be back in the morning, though, with Rich and Jay. Jesse is on vacation this week. Have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The U.S. is expanding use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children as young as 12. The FDA said today the shot is safe and offers strong protection for younger teens based on testing of more than 2,000 volunteers. Shots could begin as soon as a federal vaccine panel issues recommendations for using the vaccine in the 12 to 15-year-old.